Now, very often we speak on programmes like this about mental health issues, and there's a specific men's mental health campaign that is worth putting out on the airwaves today. And I want to speak to Stephen Dixon about this. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Frank.
It is World Mental Health Day. This has got to do with the idea of the Dropping of the Mask Externs initiative. Tell us about it, Stephen, please.
Well, Frank, I volunteer for Extern. You know, we're just a great group of people for anyone out there that's suffering from mental health issues. They just, the support that they lend and the way they help people is just incredible. I think just men in general have a problem talking about their mental health, and a lot of times they don't know who to turn to. You know, they put on a front and they'll let on everything's okay when maybe it's not. And just to have a place like Extern and the counsellors, someone to open up to and talk to, you know, it can make a big difference.
Now, you're very much a sporting person. You're, you know, you're a rugby player. You're a mixed martial arts specialist, bodybuilder. You're one of these guys that's super fit. Have you had your own challenges in life?
Oh, definitely, Frank. Battled a wee bit with depression. And lucky enough, I had a really good family network, great family support. But sometimes you just need to be a bit more than that. You know, I found it beneficial to go to Extern and work with them and work with the counsellors, because sometimes it's easier to open up to a stranger rather than go to a friend or a family member. You know, just the counsellors that have an Extern and the qualified people that they have there on hand, you know, I just got great support from them, and I can't say enough good things about them.
And is some of this one-to-one conversation with a person who listens to you?
Yes, it makes all the difference. And as I say, sometimes it is easier to open up to a stranger. I remember when I first went to the counselling, I was a wee bit weary of it. And once I sat down and started talking, it just, everything came out. And I remember leaving my first counselling session, and it was like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders.
We do see the ad on TV about the mask on the face, and we tend to think that more and more men are now being prepared to have the confidence and the courage to speak to someone about any mental health challenge they might have. Of course, we want women to do this also, but the men have been more reticent. Statistics show that men have been more reticent about coming forward with a mental health challenge. And then occasionally people very bravely speak out. We had our recent example, obviously, of our own colleague Johnny Hero, who appeared in the newspaper and on the radio talking about not every day being a good day. And when you hear a person who you feel you know being big enough to talk about it, it really does help, doesn't it?
Well, it does, it does. I mean, even now, I still have the odd bad day. You know, everybody has their good days and their bad days. And say, just knowing you have someone to go and talk to if you need it, you have that support there, that makes all the difference.
And if someone did want to get in touch with Extern and go through the process that you've availed from, how do they do that?
Well, Extern, the office I deal with, is just on the Shankill Road next to the Spectrum Centre. So you can just call in any time. There's always people on hand there to talk to. And say Extern, they're a great organisation, and they do all these different complementary therapies, massage therapy, acupuncture. I've actually done a few courses with them as well, and they actually put me through my level 2 in personal training. And we work in partnership with a gym called Gainforth. It's in Lanark Way, just on the Peace Lane. So it's a cross-community gym. Everybody's welcome. And I would actually train people for Extern. You know, we try and promote like a healthy body, healthy mind. So if you want to come to the gym, it doesn't cost you anything. You can come and train and just have a chat and stuff. So that seems to be doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. It's about getting involved. It is about talking to other people. The Men Shed initiative, of course, is a great idea too. And I see the Drop the Mask Day is this coming Friday. And to coincide with Ulster Rugby's home game against Cardiff Blues, your guys, X-Turn, are going to have people on hand, indeed. And there'll be some awareness made of the initiative in front of what could be primarily a male audience, of course, not for a minute suggesting that women don't go to rugby or that women aren't interested in having better mental health. But just for this particular talk, we're talking about men's mental health issues. And the more it's discussed, the more it's debated, and the more it's discussed, debated and encouraged, I think the quicker people will feel... Well, I feel that they're being listened to, and I hope I'm right on that with regards to encouraging people to come forward, as indeed you are, Stephen, encouraging anyone who may be in a difficult place to talk to someone.
Yes, that's the main thing. We just want to put the awareness out there and let people know that they're not alone, and there is people that care and do genuinely want to help, and will listen to them and give them all the support that they need. And I think working in partnership with the Ulster Rugby is going to make a big difference. It's going to get X-Turn's name out there more. And hopefully people will use them, you know, because they are a great organisation.
Absolutely. Stephen, thank you very much for highlighting it on this, the day that puts the spotlight on mental health, and this week in particular will lead up to Drop the Mask Day. And if you're still hiding behind the mask and it's proving difficult, please do speak to someone, X-Turn or any other of the groups or agencies that would be prepared to help. I'll have a few numbers for you. As a matter of fact, there are some to the four that we made reference to earlier in the programme. 116123 is the Samaritans, of course, and 0808 808 8000 is the Lifeline number. There are counsellors there. There are people who know what they are talking about, but most importantly, they have the skill to listen, and they would be very well worth having a chat with.